Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In my opinion, I'm confident we're going to find a solution out. Whether it's a different helmet, whether it's the same helmet, we're going to find a solution here. There's really no if. Ultimately, it's going to be Antonio's decision, but I know that he wants to play football. He wants to be a part of the Raiders. We're just trying to work it out so that he's got the right equipment and then he can feel safe.
93.7 The Fan Times 505. It's brought to you by Goodrich and Geis. Drew Rosenhaus, Pittsburgh Steelers fans' favorite sports agent there on Antonio Brown and his whole helmet fiasco, although AB practiced today, and John Gruden told reporters in Oakland that he's all in. AB's all in on this team now, and he found a certified helmet. Our next guest covered Antonio Brown. She's been all over the AFC North this training camp and preseason period. Steelers, Browns, Ravens, NFL Network's Aditi Kinkabwala. Aditi, to start here, can we all agree now, finally, after watching the frostbitten feet and now the helmet situation, that the Steelers are better off without Antonio Brown?
Well, the Steelers made that decision, so what's the point in sort of looking back and saying anything like that? And I'm sorry, there are three children right here, and one of them is having a meltdown, which is mine, of course.
What a start to this interview.
But while we're talking about meltdowns, that, I suppose that's pretty apropos right there. I don't think that there's any point in looking back here, and this story is just sort of more the twists and turns of, I was told that Antonio Brown was in a group of people, including Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, who were told before the 2018 season that this helmet was no longer going to be certified as acceptable, and they'd have the 2018 season, but they needed to find something new for 2019. But Antonio Brown has again filed another grievance yesterday, saying that he didn't have the same full year that Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady did, so...
But doesn't it just feel good that this whole headache is gone? Like that it's not something that's on our front door every day?
Yeah, which is why I sort of thought this Jay-Z story was a little bit kind of ridiculous, because it feels as if the Steelers are doing everything.
Wait, what is the Jay-Z story?
So did you guys see this report that Jay-Z was allegedly buying 5% of the team?
I saw people tweeting about it, Aditi, and then I think when I went to go look for the original story, it
was
been pulled.
It was taken down, exactly, right? So it was very, very bizarre, because I read something in NJ.com and New Jersey Advanced Media and several reputable sources, and it looked like there were multiple reports, but they all apparently came back to this one site, MTO News, and then I couldn't find the story on MTO News.
Was that named after, like, the Sheetz thing where you can go get sandwiches or whatever?
Order.
Yeah, made-to-order news. Whatever you want the news to be, we can craft it for you.
Well, look, there are indeed sales. There are indeed shares of the Steelers that are up for sale. David Tepper had his, let's say, approximately 10% of the Steelers, and half of it, he sold back to the team, and that was reabsorbed, or at whatever the right phraseology is there. But the other half, he is trying to see if he can get a better rate, a better deal, better money out of it. So he's got the year to do it, but there are those shares. And then I've also been told that another owner is potentially putting a couple percentage points of his up for sale, or is looking to sell those as well. So there could be some out there, but think about everything that we know about the way Art Rooney has run the club. Is he really going to want a minority owner who is not going to be satisfied being quiet? I mean, the way that the Steelers have always run since they've had these shareholders, these partners, is that Art is the one voice of the team. If you bring in a big, huge personality like Jay-Z, who already has sort of done this deal with the NFL, and that has caused Kenny Stills to say certain things, and then suddenly Eric Reed is, I mean, is that something that the Steelers are really going to look to bring in any way? It just doesn't sound like the Steelers right now have an appetite for anything that takes away in any way from the product on the field. Fair?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's that last part there, the fact that it would bring sort of the overall orbit of the Kaepernick discussion back and the focus back to Pittsburgh on that, or on Pittsburgh for that, even more so than Jay-Z just being kind of outspoken and wanting to kind of have his name out there and not be, you know, quiet about team matters. I think that, Aditi, is the thing that would be a problem for them.
Is Beyonce coming to the game? Who's at the game? Is Jay-Z
is he going
to
go on
game?
First
this,
take
you know, like,
on a Monday? Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Well, that would immediately outstrip Joe Manganiello and Sofia Vergara coming to Steelers games. So,
well, up until now, Ben Roethlisberger is still a bigger draw than Sofia Vergara, so at least there's that. Mm. I don't know about Beyonce, but
Aditi,
I don't know how many NFL players would be considered a bigger draw than Beyonce.
You've seen the three big teams, quote-unquote, in the AFC North, the Ravens, the Steelers, the Browns, all up close throughout training camp. Right now, in your opinion, who is the best of those three teams?
It's so funny you say that because somebody just asked me that. Who asked me that? It was somebody in the league, and I said, I can't tell you. I really can't. And here,
why? Because it's
what,
a secret? You got to keep it close to the vest, Aditi? That sort of thing?
No, because I really don't know. I think the most talent, top to bottom, is the Browns. Mm-hmm. From 1 to 53, from roster spot 1 to roster spot 53 is the Browns. But we here in Pittsburgh have watched the most talent amount to not a whole heck of a lot the last few years. So the most talent I sort of throw out. I haven't felt that the Patriots the last 5 years are anywhere near the most talent in the league. So most talent doesn't necessarily mean the best team, the best performers, the best any of that. I think the Ravens themselves don't even know what they're going to be. I mean, John Harbaugh himself said to me, we're trying to reinvent offense. We're trying to play football in a different way, but look, we don't know if it's going to work. So if they are able to indeed do something that is totally revolutionary, then perhaps they're going to be significantly better than anyone's giving them any credit for. And, oh, by the way, they are the defending division champs. And, oh, by the way, that defense, no matter who they lose, whenever they lose them, seems to always be playing really well. There's a certain standard there. Or there's a certain level that we've kind of come to expect out of them. And then the Steelers are just – when you think that the Steelers are down, they're not. There's a level of professionalism. There's a level of, I don't know what to call it other than they're just veterans and they know how to go about their business. And when you're at their camp, it just feels like this is not a team that you can count out in any way or that you can diminish or think has reduced expectations, if only because of the veterans that are there and how good those veterans are. And if you want to break down the Steelers, I think that if they do indeed commit to running the ball, they could be really, really, really good at running the football. I mean, that's a really, really good offensive line. It's a really good run-blocking offensive line. And you've got three, what I believe, are very good running backs in very different ways. And I think this defense is significantly improved. In fact, I actually talked to Ryan Shazier for quite some time about Devin Bush and the way Devin Bush has picked his brain and watched film with him and the questions that he asked. And I, in fact, even said this to defensive coordinator Keith Butler. If Ryan Shazier is telling me that he has a good feeling about Devin Bush, I feel like that carries a lot of weight. And so you feel like the defense has to be improved, that it's gotten some key pieces that can make some huge differences. You know, people are excited about Mark Barron. There's excitement about the back end, Terrell Edmonds being a year older. So, again, I'm not going to sit here and count out the Steelers just because Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell are gone.
Well, Mueller has, but that's okay.
Who's got the best quarterback in the AFC North, Aditi?
Negative guy.
Mueller said 7-9, Aditi.
I'll stick by it. I think they could start 0-3 very easily. They're going to lose to New. They're going to lose to New England. Can we just call that?
It's not impossible. It's not. And we have seen the Steelers come out of the gate so slow. And in fact, I just had this conversation with my husband. I was looking at the last five season openers, and other than one convincing win in Washington, they've been terrible. I mean, the Patriots basically embarrassed them. I know the score was close, but they looked terrible in New England. And then they had a tie and 2 3-point, barely by the seat of their pant wins over the Browns. So it's not like this is a team that comes out of the gate really hot in general. We know that. But I also feel that this is a team that has a lot to prove. I mean, it's a quarterback that's taken a lot of heat this offseason, the last year. who just signed a really big contract and wants to prove that he's one of the elite guys out there. It's a team that has weathered quite a bit. It's a head coach who really is going to be, more is going to be asked of this head coach than has been asked the last few years. And what I mean by that is he really has to develop young players and show that he's not just relying on, you know, this wealth of talent that Kevin Colbert gave him.
More likely that Baker...
those 2-8-8 seasons, that's when I first got here. So the first 8-8 year, I just got here, and I didn't really know the Steelers from... I didn't know them that well, but I just didn't feel like they were that great, and it didn't surprise me they were 8-8. And the next year, I was like, I don't think they're going to be particularly any good. And they weren't. They were 8-8. And then, you know, when they got better, it was... There was certainly a feeling like this is a team that could legitimately contend for the Super Bowl, and we could talk for hours about why I feel those seasons sort of went awry. But this year I think it's very, very easy and very trendy to say the Browns are going to win the division. I do believe the Browns have the most talent. I am excited to see what the Browns can do. I am a big fan of the coaching staff they put together there. But I'm certainly not counting out the Steelers by any means. I think it could be a really good year for the division. You know, a few years ago, there was the Bengals, the Ravens, and the Steelers were all very good, and it was really fun to think that the AFC North was the elite division of the NFL. I think that you could potentially see something like that.
Better quarterback by the end of the year. The pundits are saying either A, Baker Mayfield, or B, Ben Roethlisberger. Mm. Who's going to have the better year and be seen as better by the end of 2019?
You know what? For me, the better will be the better team, who leads his team to a better team. You can't compare a 37-year-old man who's been to 3 Super Bowls to a, what's Baker, 24, who's played half a season?
I mean, I'm trying to.
And Mayfield's ripping other quarterbacks, so if he's allowed to do that, why can't we be critical of him, Aditi?
This is one of those things, like, that makes me so frustrated. Who else wasn't really surprised when the Giants took Daniel Jones?
Thank you.
Well, right, but hold on, Aditi. But hold on.
The guy says something, and then it's totally taken in this crazy way.
Well, right, when Ben ripped the Mason Rudolph pick, everybody got on his case, so I got to be fair.
Totally different. That's a completely different thing.
How?
Totally different. Because...
Well, he was ripping a guy that was going to be his teammate, like it or not.
Your own team. That's a player on your own team.
Yeah.
He was also ripping his own GM. So did they screw up
the pick? Hold on a second. Mayfield rips his own teammates, too. He got Duke Johnson traded.
That's just leadership.
Okay. I was there for that, and that wasn't a... Now, I'm not going to sit here and apologize for Baker Mayfield. I certainly don't know him.
Don't worry. I have that covered, Aditi.
I was there that day. I heard it with my own two ears. He was legitimately asked a question about the drama surrounding what Duke had just said, which was that he wants to trade, and Baker was saying, I wish he would just keep that private. Like, I wish he would keep that in-house. Hmm. What he was saying, and really, if that was your teammate, would you not feel the same way?
Well, he gets taken out of context a lot.
They're either all in or all out. You play Jay Gruden saying the same thing. John Gruden saying the same thing. It's what Mike Mayock said about Antonio Brown. It's what everybody says. He wants somebody who's all in.
Aditi Kinkabwala.
It's what the Steelers said about Le'Veon Bell a year ago.
We want volunteers, not hostages.
Yes. NFL Network's Aditi Kinkabwala.
If you want to say that Baker Mayfield's antics on the sideline, the way that he's grabbing himself, if you don't like that, that's one thing. That's fair. But when you're not there for a statement and you read one line out of a paragraph and it's sort of taken out of context, and I'm not saying the Daniel Jones thing was, but I also don't see. I mean, he said that he couldn't believe that that's what happened. Mm-hmm. He also said that he couldn't believe that he was taken number one.
Aditi, what's your gut? Not your gut, your reporting homework and the people you talk to. What does your sourcing and your reporting work tell you about Joe Hayden and the Steelers? You think a deal gets done?
I think a deal will get done. I think that Joe is very happy. Joe is building a house in Pittsburgh. He has 2 kids. He likes being here. He likes playing on this team. He likes his teammates. And I don't think that Joe is a guy who is sitting waiting for the highest bidder.
The house news is big news.
Why doesn't he just buy Kessel's house?
Money as he can get. What?
Why doesn't he just buy Phil Kessel's house? It had that great theater with only one seat in it.
I think Joe has more friends than that, maybe.
Oh.
I don't know. And I know nothing about Phil Kessel, so I shouldn't say that.
Edie,
I just
he likes hot dogs and he likes hockey a lot. There's nothing to know.
Sit here and hold up a deal if he doesn't get every last penny. You know, a little bit different than some of the other people that have been negotiating with the Steelers recently.
Mm. Well, great job of balancing being a mom and a reporter in this interview. We appreciate it.
Sorry if it was.
No, it was great.
I'm extremely used to that noise now. And also, my dog pooped on my new puppy pooped on the couch today, so I have an extra little wrinkle to my.
Is that better or worse than when the baby has an accident?
Baby has not had an accident
had
like that on the couch.
That you've had to throw away yet?
No, we have not had to throw away one yet. Thankfully.
Okay, then you're pretty lucky.
So far, so good.
Aditi, great talk. Enjoy preseason football this week.
Thanks so much. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Yep. What has happened to this show?
Everyone's...
We talk about penis surgery, feces. I mean...
Dog crapped on the couch on video. Like, Alex sends me the little video from our camera saying if you only have one dog when you get home, it's because of this. And then it's literally a video of the dog popping a squat right on the cushion where I like to sit.
And yet we question Antonio Brown's life.
Oh, there's plenty of reasons to question me, my friend. Plenty of reasons.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.